We are learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots, like six lines from the top. It's in the Mishnah, Oichel V'Hashoysa Eim Mitzdarfen. That if someone eats and drinks, it's not Mitzdarf to the Shear. Eating has one Shear, the Shear is Kekseves Hagasa, a fat, plump date. And drinking is Mloy Lugma, a cheekful. If you eat and drink, the Shiurim are not Mitzdarfen. The amounts are not Mitzdarf, they don't combine to make an Issa. Zokta Gemara, Man Tana, who is the Tana holds that he can't be Mitzdarf? Achila and Shtia. Mantana Amar Rav Chista v'machleikas shnuya. Rav Chista says really machleikas. Rav Yeshua here. And this is going according to Rav Yeshua. Our Mishnah is going according to Rav Yeshua. What's Rav Yeshua? It's not going to the Mishnah. Klal Amar Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua said a rule. This is regarding Shir Tumah. We know there's different type of Tumas. And there's differences in the amount that's metame, makes a person tame. And there's difference how long you're tame for. And the three that we'll talk about here is, the three categories would be like a Sheretz, a nevela, and a tummy mates. A sheretz, the shear is ka'adasha, like a lentil. The shear of nevela is kazayis, to make someone tummy. And the shear of tummy's mates, also kazayis. Now, when someone touches a sheretz, he becomes tummy, just tumas erev, it means one day. Same thing by nevela, he becomes tummy one day. And tummy mates is tummy 7 days. So these are three types of tummies. So could one shear, like a sheretz, be mistar for nevela, when a veil been starved with a mace, or a mace with a sheretz, because these things been starved out with each other to make a sheer tumah. So klal Rav Yeshua, kol shtumasa v'shiru shava. If both the tumah and the amount is equal, shava mitzdarf. That means two pieces of a veil can mitzdarf because they're both tumah just one day, and they both work with kazayis. So kol shtumasa v'shiru shava. Both the amount, the length of how long the person's tamei and the amount that's mitamei are equal, then those two things can mitzdarf. Tumasa v'loy shiru. Let's say they're both the same amount of tuma. For example, a sheretz and a vela, but v'loy shiru shava. But the shear is not shava, which means that the shear, one of them is kazayis, one's kadasha, like a lentil, or shiuri are the same, which means a mace and a vela, but loy tumasa, but the tuma is not the same because one's tuma 7 days, one's tuma 1 day, or loy tumas loy shiru, or they're so different that neither their length of tuma or the shear is the same, which means tummy mace and a sheretz, then a mitzdarfim. They have to be both exactly the same to mitzdarf. And Rav Chista is saying, our mishnah is going according to Rav Yeshua. Going to Rav Yeshua holds that it has to be tumas v'shiru shava. Since oichel and shoysev, the shear is not the same. One's a shear of melugmav, one's a shear of kseves agasa. Therefore, they're not mitzdarf. So, first of all, Tosfos Rashi speaks out. We don't know what his Rabbanon is. He says, he asks as a kasha. He says, lo eshchan Rabbanon depligle. You don't find the Rabbanon arguing Rabbi Shua, but the first one says, since he says, klal on Rabbi Shua, it sounds like someone argues in that. So, upon him, Rav Chitz is saying, our Mishnah has to be going with Rabbi Shua. So, Gemara, no. Rav Nachman of Afil Tame Rabbanon. Our Mishnah could be between Rabbanon arguing Rabbi Shua. Ad kalikar Rabbanon hasam. Only the Rabbanon only say there by tumah, leading a tumah, the shame tumah chadi. Because Vayis says shame tumah, it's one shame tumah, therefore it's tarav. They're both tumah, okay, different mounds, different lengths, different shurim, but they're one shame tumah. But here by Yom Kippur, it has to be yisubi daite. Hacha mishum yisubi daite. V'hayla meitzvah daite. Mixing drink and food is not meitzvah daite. So nothing to do. Even if you're a Rabbanon there who hold by tumah, it isn't tarav, because that's all one shame tumah. But here it's totally in negating and soothing the hunger pains, that there's, with the Chazal knew, there's no tziruf between, there's no combining drinking and eating. Same exact Gemara, just in different Diyamah. Chenor Mishlakish, Machleik Ashnuya, that our Mishnah is really talking about Machleik. It's Rabbi Yeshua, and it's going to Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanai Lent and the Mishnah, Klalam Rabbi Yeshua, that it has to be Tumasa Vishure Shava. That's our Mishnah. Rabbi Yechnama, no. I feel Tamar Rabbanan, our Mishnah could go even going to Rabbanan, I'd call it Kamar Rabbanan Hasam. Only by Tumah Rabbanan say that even though different type, different lengths of Tumah, different Shiurim, it's still Mitzdarf, because Eli and Tumah, because there's one shame Tumah. Avahach of Hashem Yisubi Daitahu, here it's because of soothing the hunger pains, the Hailuk of Hashem Daitah, eating and drinking is not soothe the hunger pains, and therefore there's no Tziruf, and doesn't mean our Mishnah is going according to Dafka Rav Yeshua, it could be even for the Rabbanan. Talk to Mishnah Vaitah. We know there's a Chi of Karis for someone who eats on Yom Kippur, and automatically, there's a chiv of carbon, b'shoigig, that there's a chiv. So the question is, what happens if someone b'shoigig eats and drinks on Yom Kippur, both this year? Does it bring one carbon or two carbonas? Ochal v'shas of helam echad. He forgot it was Yom Kippur, and he ate and he drank. Does it bring one carbon or two carbon? Zok the mishnah in chayv al chatas achas. Only chayv one chatas. What's the reason? Because there's one shame achila. There's one azara. Ashaloy seuna. It's not two azara. It's not two lav. It's one lav. It actually includes a few different things, but it's one lav, and therefore you only chayv one chatas. Masha'inken, if you eat and do malacha, achol v'asa malacha, then you chayv shtei chatayis. You chayv two chatayis. Why? Because they're two different shamers. One says v'chol malacha le'sasu, and another pasuk le'seuna. Another halacha, if you ate food that's not royal to eat, you drank drinks that are not royal to drink, and then the halacha is a potter. What's the example of that? If you drank fish juice or fish fat that was melted, it's potter. This stuff are not royal to eat. It's like a blubber from the fish that melted. It's not royal to eat, and therefore you're potter. So like upon him, there was two different halachas in our Mishnah. The first part of Mishnah handled two chatayis, one chatayis, and the second part handled if it's you eat something that's not royal achila, you chayev na. So first Gemara is going to talk about the azara. We know on every time, every issa in the Torah, there's two parts to it. There's the azara, which is the lav, and then there's the einish, which in this case is if it's a mezid, it's karis. If it's a shaygig, then it's a chatas. So the thing is that there's not a clear lav by Yom Kippur. It never says lo yisoychal. And it only says it, the Hazara comes out from a different drasha. We'll see the Gemara have a long discussion of what exactly is the drasha of the Hazara, of the lav, of Yom Kippur, I'm not eating, but it doesn't say it directly. And they want to say, why not? Omra Shlokesh, Pema loy nemra Hazara v'inui. Why didn't it say a clear Hazara regarding eating? It should have said, loy seichel. Gemara says, loy efshir. There's no way to do it. Hechi nechta, what should the Torah write? Let the Torah say that Yom Kippur lo yisoychal, a lav of lo yisoychal, you shouldn't eat. That's a problem. Why? Because achila b'kazayis. We know every time there's a lashon achila, it means kazayis. And the Torah doesn't want to tell you that the shear is bigger. Yom Kippur, in order to be chayiv, has to be more than just achila. It has to be a mesubi daite. Therefore, it couldn't say a lav of lo yisoychal. So nichtev rachmana lo yisouna, don't afflict yourself. And that sure doesn't make sense. Kumachal mashma. That sounds like don't afflict yourself means eat. You have to even know what the havamina was. I guess the havamina was, you read it like this. Loi, don't eat. Suna, afflict yourself. But it says, it doesn't work. Because it sounds like I'm telling you, don't afflict yourself, which means come, go and eat. So therefore, there's nothing to write. That's why we'll see. We have to make a drasha for Azara. It couldn't be even first Azara. Maskula Rav Heishaya. Rav Heishaya has a question. I have eight of you. Nichtav Rachmana, let the Torah say, we know Hashomer and Pen Alavim. Let it say, Shomer Penle Suna, be careful, and maybe you're not going to afflict yourself. So here it's a lav. Hashomer Pen Alav. We have an example how you give a lav. So Gemara answers, no. If you say Shomer and Pen, then in kain afishilu lavi. You'll have extra lav, and you have a Shomer and Pen. Break the Mashah, just say, Shomer, Shomer Mle Suna, or Penle Suna. Why does it say, why is Gemara saying you have to have two lav? It never has cash, too many lav. So you say one of them. And he doesn't answer the kasha. Maskler of Biba Abai, Nechrachmana, Shomer Mitzvah Inui. You know, watch yourself, the Shomer Mitzvah in the Mitzvah of Inui. They wanted to ask a similar question. Don't say Shomer Im Lois Una, where's the Shomer Mitzvah Inui? Im Cain, he says, where's the problem with that? Because Im Cain is Shomer the Lav, Lav, Shomer the Asay, Asay. The halacha is that even though Hashomer is alive, but it's only if it's going on something you're not allowed to do. Like it says, Shomer Benega Tiras, which means you're careful not to cut off your Tzaraas, the Shomer Neged Tzaraas. But here, if we'd say Shomer Mitzvah Inui, would sound like a positive mitzvah. That be careful with the mitzvah Inui. So what? Yeah, be careful. Yeah, do it. So it sounds like a mitzvah say, and that won't be a lav. And we have to have a lav here because to be chayiv, a chatas has to be a lav. So therefore, the Gemara couldn't say Shomer Mitzvah Inui because it sounds like a Shomer Da say. Masko Ravashi Nichtav Al Toshem Mitzvah Inui. It just say don't remove yourself from Inui, and there it's a regular lav. You have eight. The Gemara's answer is Kasha. I don't know why. The Gemara blibes stays with a Kasha that the Gemara doesn't understand why you couldn't say the lav in this way. Akaponim, the Gemara just brought out why we couldn't use a normal lashon, a normal language of a lav in the Torah because it wouldn't fit into the theme of Yisuvi Daite. But where Taka is the lav in the Torah that says you're not allowed to eat? Where's the lav? We see Chayv Chaz. Where's the lav? So Gemara is going to bring down a long discussion here, and at the end of the brisa, we are going to discuss where the lav is. But Tana, the following Tana, Ma'islam Halacha, brings the lav from the following psukim. It says in the pasuk, "V'nisem esnaf sheisechem, v'chol malacha lo yisasu." The pasuk says, "V'esel l'chaydesh hashvi azeh, the 10th day of this month, mikra kodesh lechem, nisim sach shaseichem, kom alach alay sasu." That's the pasuk says. Now, this brisa at the beginning is talking about Tosfos Yom Tov. You're supposed to add on to Yom Kippur a little time, and we're talking about that part. So yachli hei oynish al Tosfos malacha. Maybe if someone does malacha in the time, the zman of Tosfos Yom Kippurim, he'll be chayiv karos. Then the halacha is, he gets vavartis and nefesh shum b'kerav ama. Whoever does malacha be'etzem ha'yom hazeh gets karas. And we darshan, be'etzem ha'yom hazeh, atzumah shel yom einish karas. Only on the etzem day itself is there einish karas. Ve'ein einish karas al tosefes malacha. There's no einish karas on the extra extended part of Yom Kippur. That means, so for you in this price, there's a din to extend Yom Kippur a little bit. But on that part, you're not chayav karas. Yachol lo yehi einish karas al tosefes malacha. Maybe you're right. We learn from Etzma Yom Hazeh. There's no Oynos Karos on the extended time of Kippur of Tosefes Malacha. Aviyah Oynos Karos of Tosefes Inui. But maybe the part of Kippur that you're adding on, that you're fasting as well, maybe there, if someone eats, he'll be Chayav Karos. Tamaloymer, also by the eating, it says, Kichol HaNefesh is Loisa Une Be'etzma Yom Hazeh V'nichrasa. That if someone doesn't eat Be'etzma Yom Hazeh, it's too much of Yom Oynos Karos. Only on the Etzma day of Kippur is Oynos Karos. There's only his karas on the sefes in Kippurim. Yachol, the price goes further. Yachol, v'chal einish, avayei muzah tosefes malacha. Maybe you'd say there's no einish, but there's a lav, and you should get malchus on the sefes malacha. Maybe you'd say, okay, you're right, it's not a karas, but you should get malchus. Tamalem v'chol malacha lo yisasu be'etzem yem hazeh. In the lav of the azara, which is the lav of malacha, it says v'chol malacha lo yisasu be'etzem yem hazeh. What does this etzem? Even the lav is only on Yom Kippur itself, not on the Tosefes Malacha, not on the extended part of Yom Kippur. Yachol lo yehi muzah Tosefes Malacha, av yehi muzah Tosefes Inui. Maybe you would say that there's no hazara on the extra, no lav basically on the extra extended time of Yom Kippur regarding doing work, but maybe regarding fasting, there is a lav on that. Avi Mozart the Sefes Inui. The more of a dinu is a kava chaymer. Uma malacha shne heges v'shabbos v'yamim tovim. Madach malacha is doing work. It's not only a Yom Kippur dig thing. It's all Yom Tovim have it. All Shabbos have it. It's a chomer dig thing. So it's also an every Shabbos Yom Tov. Still ain't a mozo leha. There's no azara regarding to Sefes Inui sheinoi v'shabbos Yom Tov Inui. That is only, it's special to Yom Kippur, it's exclusive to Yom Kippur, ain't a din, so of course that's a chomer, ain't a din, shlo yimuzo, Allah, there's no hazara on to Sefes Yom HaKippurim. Now, the braisa gets to the hazara of Inu itself. So it means basically, we learn from this braisa is, there's an einish for Inu, there's an einish for Malacha, there's a hazara for Malacha, malacha lo yisasu, but there's no hazara for Inu, there's no lav where it says that you have to fast. We didn't learn anywhere. Where's the azar? Where's the lav of the day itself of Yom Kippur? How do you know? So Gemara says like this: don't say einish by malacha, because we learn that from inui. Because we just said malacha is more chamer. Ma inui she'inu noyig b'shabbos v'yom tovim. Madach inui that's not noyig on Shabbos Yom Tov. Still einish karas. It's exclusive Yom Kippur thing. Still, it's so bad it gets karas. Malacha she'inahag b'shabbos v'yom tovim l'kol shekein for sure should get karas. There's actually a kashi. We usually hold in einish min adin. Ein esich yitzchak talks about it. But upon him, we're saying they shouldn't need einish for malacha because learn after inui. So why does it say einish? Lama nema. Mufno lahakesh, it's extra to make a hakesh learn Xer Shava. Lot of men Xer Shava. Nema oinish be inu, nema oinish malacha. Teach us to make Xer Shava. It says oinish be inu, it says oinish malacha. Ma malacha, this is malacha, loy onish, the oinish is only with Azara of a kal malacha leisasu. Loy onish am kin hizer, af inui, by inu also loy onish am kin hizer, that there's no oinish without Azara. And we learn that Azara, basically, we learn the Azara alpha malacha. I malacha. Where is it extra? It says because malacha doesn't need einish because you have a kal v'chaymer. It's all based on this idea that didn't have to say einish. Didn't have to say a punishment by malacha. Why are we learn that from inu? So why is it punishment? Just to teach us gzeir shava, teaching us gzeir shava that there's a din azar. So we're going to say the kal v'chaymer is no good. It's faulty. Ikel mifrach, the whole kal v'chaymer that was saying you don't have to say punishment by malacha. You learn from inu. No, I'll tell you, inu has a stickle mile over malacha also. There's no heter for a normal person, a healthy person, to eat on Yom Kippur. It is mutter. You know who could do malacha? People in the Beis Mikdash. Malacha was mutter in the Beis Mikdash. Eitz l'gavaya, like Rashi says. So therefore, Inui has a chumrah. Even the kahanim have to fast. So you see that Inui has a chumrah over malacha. Ella, so that can't work out. So that didn't work out. Ella lo yoimar oynish be Inui. It's maybe the opposite. We'll say, don't say oynish, don't say a punishment by Inui. The gar malacha. We'll learn out from malacha. We'll make kalachim the other way. Ma malacha shutum mechlala. Ma dav malacha that has a heter eitzel gavaya. Still oynish karis. Inui, which is so chomer, it's never mutter, so hutum mechlala. Kals kenshin mechayiv karis. So why does it say the oynish? Loma nema. Muf lahakish lo nema gzereshava. It's there to make gzereshava. Nema oynish be Inui. Nema oynish malacha. It says oynish be Inui. It says oynish be malacha. Ma malacha onish be hizer. Just like malacha, there's an oynish and a zara. Af Inu onish be hizer. So it's extra because why does it have to say oynish by Inui? Just learn out from malacha. Teretz is there to make a hakish that teaches that there is a zara. There's a lav by Inui. Gemara says, no, I'll say, I still have a pirch the other way. Ikla mifrach, ma'am malach, you know, Shabbos Yom Tovim. Tovim b'inui, by inui is not noeg b'Shabbos Yom Tovim. It's not so chamash, ain't noeg b'Shabbos Yom Tovim. So right now, the braisa is stuck. There is no makar for the azara. Right now, we are in a situation. We have no makar for the lav of not eating on Yom Kippur. We have a lav for the malach, ocham malach l'esasu. We have no lav for not eating on Yom Kippur. Omra vina, haitana etzem gomar. He learns out Gzeres Shavah from Etzem to Etzem. So it says Etzem by Malacha. It says Etzem by Inui. Just like the Etzem by Inui, by Malacha. Just like the Etzem by Malacha has an Oynish and Azara, but Inui also has an Oynish and Azara. So Etzem Gomer. Frek the Gemara, if it's not Mufna, Malacha is, if it's not an extra word, then there's no way to make a Kavachimer, there's no way to make a Gzeres Shavah because you can make a Pircha. The only time you don't make a Pircha when you learn out one from another, it's only if it's mufna, if it's extra. But if the word is not extra, then you can make a pircha. And here we have pircha both ways. So how do you learn out? A pircha means we have this question that inu is mochamer, that it's never hutter. This is mochamer Shabbos Yontif. You can't learn it from each other. Mufna, do you like mufna? Ikla mufra, kevchina. You can ask the kashu just asked. So like, yeah, lie. Mufna, mufna is mufna. Why? Chamisha kroyi ksivi b'malacha. It says five times. It says five times in the psukim at iser malacha. And we'll read through the five psukim. Some of them are Achrei Mois, some of them Parashas Emor, and some of them Parashas Pinchas. The one pasuk is in Tes Zayin Chaf Tes. The pasuk says there, V'hi'ahisalem chukas erlem v'chayrish v'shiv v'esel chayrish t'hanam v'sash v'seichem v'chom alocha lo yisasu. That's the first time it says alav. V'chom alocha lo yisasu, this is in Tes Zayin Chaf Tes. In Chaf Gimel, but it also says Isser. It also says Isser in pasuk of Gimel. It says also in Parashat Emor, Chav Gimel Chav Ches also says a lot. Chav Gimel Chav Ches in Parashat Emor is the lashon. It says V'chol Malach Le'Sasu Etzem Yem Azeh, and again it says in Pasuk Chav Gis. That's Chav Gimel Chav Ches, and it says in the Pasuk Lamed Aleph. It says V'chol Malach Le'Sasu. So it's really a third thing. We have a third pasuk, and then we have in the Bamidbar also we have in Pinchas. We also have another pasuk of a lav of lo yisasu. There was always find that pasuk. It's Chaf Tes Zayin. It says v'chamalach lo yisasu. So you have four times a lav, and you have one pasuk that is a chorus. There's another pasuk, and that's in Parashat Emor that says chorus. So you have here loads of psukim regarding malacha. We have four lavim, and we have one pasuk that says the oynish of chorus, which is Chaf Gimel. Pasuk Lamed in Parashat Emor, it says over there, "B'chol nefesh is tasav kol malacha." But etz miyem ezev, v'atis nefesh shum v'kerav ama. So it says five. What are the five for? So chad la azara di mama. One's the azara for the day. Shouldn't do malacha by day. V'chad azara laila. One's azara. Shouldn't do malacha at night. V'chad la oynish di mama. One's for punishment by day. V'chad la oynish di laila. One's for punishment at night. V'chad, and the fifth one is extra. Lafnuy lemig v'ini malacha v'nyamar laila. Teaching us the lav of inui. Lamigra inu mimalacha, stay a night and stay a day. That's the last one is for the Gzeres Shavah to teach us that the inu has a lav. Now, Tosfos Shalom has a question over here. Since when, at every Shabbos, you need a Zorah for the night and for the day? Like, usually Shabbos is Shabbos. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. Night and day? In fact, Tosfos Shalom says, Tois Rosh answers Gshmak HaTara. It says here, it says Be'etzim HaYom HaZeh. So you would think it's Dafka by day, Be'etzim HaYom HaZeh. Therefore, you need two psukim for your mama and for Laila.